For those who say Kriyat Shema Lamita, they'll notice that there is a very important bracha that one is supposed to say at night before going to sleep, and that's the bracha of Hamapil. Mapil cheble sheina aleinu, etc. Right? So this is the reverse bracha of Hamavir sheina, ame'enai, that we say in the morning in the Birchas HaShachar. So I don't know if this is a thing that's going on nowadays, but when I was in yeshiva, there was a shmua. I don't know whom exactly they pinned this on, but there was a shmua that frum people didn't say hamapil because there's this chashash that you might not fall asleep right away, and then it's going to be a bracha levatala. And some of the people who were the trying to advance such a svara pointed to a Tosfos in Maseches Brachos on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, which is a very important Tosfos for the sugya of Birchas HaTorah. And in the middle of the Tosfos asks a question: why is it that we don't recite a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah? So that supposes number one that you don't recite a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah. That's not muskum l'choladeus. But let's pretend for a second that it was muskum l'choladeus that you don't say a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah. So Tosfos gives two answers to that question. Answer number one is that the bracha of sleeping in the sukkah is subsumed in the leishev that is recited in general on eating in the sukkah. That's easy enough. And then answer number two is that we're afraid that the fellow won't fall asleep immediately because that's not something that's under a person's control. And therefore, they weren't misakin that you're supposed to say a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah, lest you come to say a bracha levatala. That was the second answer. So based on that second answer, some wanted to suggest that if you're not confident that you're going to fall asleep shortly after going to sleep, so you should not recite the bracha of hamapil. Now, I don't know. Again, I don't know if this is quoted in any poskim. If I'm degrading it a little too much, that's only because I don't know of any great names of people who hold such a way. But to me, that this is a complete misunderstanding of the message that Tosfos is trying to give over. In that case, it really does not flow from that Tosfos at all. But even without that, if you look, Rav Ovadia Yosef has a sefer on Inyanei Brachos where he writes that this is not to be learned from such a svar from Tosfos. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Halicho Shlomo on Tefillah, which I'm looking at right now, is in the 13th perek. It's Halacha Tesvav. I'll read you the lashon: Hakol chayavim levarach birkas hamapil. Everyone is chayav to say birkas hamapil. He quotes in the footnote here that for some reason the Magen Avraham has this idea that women were not knowing to say it, but they certainly should say it. This is the af im lefamim ira lo shalom nirdam. Even if sometimes you can't fall asleep, lo yachush lekach vivorech. You should not be concerned with this, and rather you should make the bracha. Why? So it says in footnote chaf gimel, bepnei sheafilu im lo yirdam harei kosvo el yarabav achayadam da al minhago shel olam hu mevorech. It's the parallel to the bracha of waking up in the morning. You're making a bracha on the Minhago Shel Olam. You're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created such things. Obviously, it's said in a personalized way, but nevertheless, it's something that applies to the Minhago Olam. And he points out that, based on this, maybe you're going to have the following issue. He says, Mikol Makom B'Leil Shavuos. So maybe even on Leil Shavuos at night, at the time that you normally would have gone to sleep, you should recite the bracha. So he says, nah, that's not. He says, L'kulei almein mevarchin de'ena mamish kibirchos ha'shachar shalo tiknu ha'rak kisha nishkav lishon. He says, it's not 100% like some of the others. It's not like shalo asani goy, shalo asani avid, etc. It's rather, it's more similar to hamavir sheina, where if you didn't sleep, you can't say hamavir sheina the same way, and thus it's not 100% on bracha on the minhago shel olam. They said you should make this bracha on the minhago shel olam when you lie down to go to sleep, but it's not a birkas hamitzvah on sleeping. Sleeping is not officially a mitzvah. You could say it's overall taking care of your health is a mitzvah, but the lying down to go to sleep is not a mitzvah. It's not a birkas hanenin on sleep that you couldn't have a hefsek. The same way when you wake up in the morning, we don't paskin that you have to say hamavir sheino right away when you wake up. You can wait till you go to shul to be mesada the brachos of birchas hashachar and shul, that like the minhag olam is. So it's really, the whole thing doesn't get started, and the comparison to the Birchas HaMitzvah of Leishit Basukah, or Lishan Basukah, really doesn't even get started. It's a different type of bracha altogether. But that's point number one. Point number two is just the most obvious of svaras, that it's really, there's nothing to talk about when it comes to trying to compare this to the bracha of Leishav on sleeping in the sukkah. The reason simply being, Tosos was asking Akasha, why is it that they were not misakin a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah? So that, and then the answer is, because we're afraid you weren't going to fall asleep. But if that svara would apply to Hamapil, so then your real kasha is not based on a Tosos, your real kasha is on Chazal. Why did Nanshei Knesset Gedola, why did they ever write the bracha in the first place? It can't be that people had an easier time falling asleep back in the days of Anshei Knesset Gedola than they did in the times of Tosfos. It's very hard to say such a thing, that you had a Shinui HaTeva Ad Kedei Kach, that now everybody can't fall asleep, but back then you fell asleep as soon as your mind told you it was time to go to sleep. It's ridiculous. So the fact that Chazal were misaking the bracha in the first place is the ultimate raya that it's supposed to be said, no? And therefore, to apply Tosas's svara, Tosas is working off of the idea that there was no takana of reciting a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah. Ashen kein hamapil, where the Gemara says black and white, there is a takana to say the bracha of hamapil. You can't make such a comparison.